Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this is the third part of our Ours to Protect feature on food waste. Over the last 2 weeks, we looked at the amount of food that we waste and at ways we could cut back on food waste in the home. This week, we're looking at ways that businesses can cut back on food waste and save some money at the same time. I recently met up with Odile Lubbelock from foodwaste.ie at the Environmental Protection Agency to find out what advice she has to offer.
So I suppose our business one is foodwastecharter.ie, and that a food waste charter is a voluntary agreement where businesses can sign up. They pledge that they think food waste is something important, they want to do something about. They pledge to measure their food waste, then they pledge to undertake some actions, and they also pledge to report to the EPA so that we can keep track of everything that businesses are doing. And measuring your food waste is actually the most important thing you can do. Helps you understand where you're wasting food, where there's opportunities for efficiencies. And basically, if you're a food business and you have food coming out the other end that you're not selling, that's something that you need to be thinking about. What can you do with it? Can you do something better with it? Can you, you know, valorize it into another product? Can you stop producing it in the first place, which is the best option, obviously? So that's what we offer on foodwastecharter.ie. The whole point of it is that you need to measure in a consistent way. So what you'll find as a business is you just need to look at all the flows, all the food flows in your business. So if you're a manufacturing business, you'll have your processes. If you're a hospitality business, you'll have, you know, your food in the kitchen, your prep and all of that, and then you'll have your plate waste. And try to put numbers behind all those. It doesn't have to be perfect. The idea is that you start just to see, do you have the weights of your bins from your waste contractor? That might tell you something about it.
Right.
Do you have your, you know, raw materials in and product out? That might give you a number as well. And the idea is you start to build up a picture. There might be areas that you've never even thought of in your company, and you might start to see issues, and it'll help you talk across the company. There might be equipment that breaks down regularly that someone says, oh, that always breaks down on a Friday. Preventative maintenance could help with that. You know, you'll find the people in your business will also know what's happening. So it kind of helps to start the conversation once you start to have a picture of what's going on. And that'll show you where there are inefficiencies, where you can have cost savings. A lot of businesses see food waste as just a cost of doing business. It goes into a bin, into a skip, and someone takes it away. But once you start to look at it as a resource that you're throwing away, then you're going to be able to do something about it.
So it's raising awareness within the business is the big thing. And maybe the business is getting ready to make that, to take that step.
Absolutely.
And going along to the website, I suppose, is a good place to look at all these benefits that are there.
Yeah, so the website has resources. It starts with that measurement methodology. So there's one for the food manufacturing sector, and it has a lovely kind of sheet that you can even just sit down physically. If you're not a computer person, you can sit down, start to jot against it. If you're more in the hospitality sector, we have a simplified version of that, which you just plug in the weights of your bins. So you don't even need to, you know, do anything. You just sit down with your bills maybe for an hour and do it that way. And that kind of helps you measure. And then we've got resources that will show you kind of things that you could be doing. So you know your business best, so you're going to identify where you need to be working. Our key would be that you need to work where the waste is the highest. Because what we find sometimes is businesses, they start looking at dealing with their food waste, but they don't have the information. So they might do, you know, oh, we're having an initiative and we're donating surplus food using Food Cloud, you know, but they don't know that that's the most important thing that they need to do. So they haven't done the picture building first. So I think that's a really important thing, you know, not to just jump into an initiative willy-nilly. You need to have build up the picture, know where the hot spot in your business is. If it's, you know, if you're a restaurant, is it plate waste? Is it prep in the kitchen? Do you need to train people better? Do you need better stock rotation? You know, and if it's in factories, like I said, it could be equipment, it could be staff training as well. Sometimes, you know, people can't operate the equipment right, or sometimes, you know, it can be you're cleaning your machinery because you're changing a product to the end of the line. So there's all these things that you can kind of just understand so that you know that's actually where we need to focus on. You might have something that for years, say you're in the fish processing business, you know, for years where that's just been going for waste, you know, but maybe you could trim it better, you could cut it better, you know, or maybe it's something that there's value in it. You know, there's a company in the Midlands that make granola and protein bars out of spent grain from the brewing sector. And like that, they've kind of found value that kind of would go for animal feed traditionally, and now they're making it into back into human food. So you know, there's all these things where you could just move at what we call the food use hierarchy. So obviously putting it in the bin is not the best, that's the least preferable option. Preventing it is the top of the pile, if you can just not produce it in the first place. And that can be through training or, as I said, preventative maintenance of equipment or that kind of thing. But somewhere in the middle, you know, there's always going to be some stuff that comes out the other end. And like that, if you send it maybe for anaerobic digestion, that's slightly better, but it's still wasting it. You know, there's resources in there in that food that have happened, that have been used to make the food as well as the actual food itself. And that's all being wasted. So you can't be producing food just to, you know, produce energy at the end of it. You need to reduce as much as possible and then look at opportunities. So,
and I guess by getting involved with what you're doing with a food waste charter, you're, you'd be learning from other companies, see what other people are doing as well, kind of look, you'd learn a bit about how best to start and look into it with your own personal business in mind. What kind of a waste do you think is involved with business? What kind of food are they wasting, or what kind of money is involved?
Well, the EPA is also in charge of producing waste food waste statistics, amongst other waste statistics. And there's about 800,000 tonnes of food waste wasted in Ireland every year.
Wow.
So huge amount. Huge amount. And about 70% of that comes from business. So, you know, the other 30 comes from households. So it's not an insignificant amount. And obviously, even I've seen a figure even in the restaurant and catering sector, it's about €300 million a year that's being wasted. Yeah. And if you are a food service business, that's your bottom line, actually. Yeah. You know, it's kind of, that's actually profit that you're throwing away. And I think often what happens is certainly things like plate waste, you kind of, oh, it's been paid for already. But you think if you even reduce your margins again on that, like you're saving that in your business. So I think when, you know, money is tight, food is expensive now, and it's an area where, you know, actually, I was talking to a manager from a chain of restaurants, and he's like, it's the only cost that you can actually reduce yourself, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's, while it isn't, and the other thing about food waste, which people don't maybe think about, it's also climate action. Like food waste, you know, is responsible for about globally, it's about 10% of global greenhouse gases. So it's quite a significant contributor. And that's, you know, the production of food, the refrigeration of food, the cooking of food, as well as the actual management of the waste itself. So people maybe are trying to do more, you know, climate actions within their business. So this is something that you can also do. And it's, I think the other thing that's really important is more and more consumers are looking for environmentally responsible businesses.
Yes.
And this gives you that accountability. If you can actually measure and stand over your numbers, that'll give you that level of accountability where you're not just, you know, making this claim that's baseless perhaps, or that you're not 100% confident in, you know, because you'll have your numbers and go, look, we know we've measured it and now we've reduced it by this amount. And we have, there will be legislation coming in, you know, Ireland has to meet a target by 2030. And it's being negotiated in Europe at the moment, but in the manufacturing sector be about 10% reduction, and then kind of from retail to households, 30% per capita. So it's a huge amount.
It's
not a small amount. Yeah.
So people who are businesses that are ready to make that move, give us that website again.
Yeah. So if they look at foodwastecharter.ie and they can sign up to the charter, we'd love to have any business who's at any stage of their journey. You don't need to be far down, you know, or super. The idea is get in, we can work together more efficiently probably. And there they'll also get the guidance that might be for their particular sector and what they can do to give them some inspiration as well.
You're ready to help.
Absolutely, yeah.
Odile Lubbeluck there from foodwaste.ie at the Environmental Protection Agency, looking at ways to help businesses cut back on their food waste. Hours to Protect will return again on October 12th with the first of next month's feature with myself, Trac O'Brien, here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hours to Protect is funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.